What's good, y'all? I'm your host, Loni B. Please be sure to click the link in the description as it has all the ways to keep up with us and our latest merch. Now, I'm about to get loud as a mother. Okay, I want to start by saying that I reached my total listens goal for the year of 2000. Y'all helped me get to it early. And so my new goal for 2024 is 4,000. So I would like to get 2,000 more for the whole year of 2024. And I just want to thank y'all so much for helping me reach that goal. I truly, truly appreciate y'all. I have a few updates this month, so I'm just going to get right into it. I'm going to start with forum updates, and then I'm going to do the motivational goal-oriented bit. Okay, let me just address the cricket in your ears. This isn't deja vu. If you were one of the few people to listen to this in its original audio, I had to make some configurations after my frustrations with Apple were validated. This part of my original audio was about becoming a paid subscriber on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and checking out the first episode of that series via one of the two platforms. You were able to get a 7-day free trial that is available exclusively through Apple Podcasts. So you can imagine how surprised and completely disappointed I was to see that that episode had disappeared from Apple Podcasts. It is still available to subscribe through Spotify, but I know who listening. Now, I could have just pretended that that didn't happen, but that's not me. And I don't even know why it happened. And I'm asking you to spend money with me, to buy something from me. I want it to be at its best. It's 99 cents and I want to earn every penny. As I said, the episode is still available via Spotify, but it's completely scraped from Apple. I know you're saying, well, I'm going to subscribe when you get your stuff together. But I promise this is not my fault. I've done my due diligence. I've contacted Apple support. I don't understand the problem. But I am doing everything I can do. I've done so much to be able to get the episodes on Apple, because I know that's where a majority of listenership comes from. If I had it my way, I stream exclusively to Spotify. I've expressed how I don't like that features on Spotify aren't reciprocated on Apple, even the timestamps. You can see them and you can fast forward manually, but on Spotify, you can actually click, and similar to YouTube, it takes you to that part of audio. I'm not trying to convert you, like what you like. I completely understand. I prefer Apple Music over Spotify. I prefer Spotify Podcasts over Apple Podcasts. But I really am trying to troubleshoot this problem. Please don't hold it against me. I am trying my very best, and I will have an episode available, so definitely take advantage of the free trial. I will be making a sort of trailer explaining all the benefits of becoming a subscriber soon, and that first episode will be about therapy. So if you're interested in that topic, please subscribe by searching Loud as a Mother on Apple Podcasts. Two shows will appear. Click the first one and you should see Try It Free. If not, go back, click the second one. You should see Try It Free. Listen, I don't know what's happening. And I'll be honest, I have adapted and realize that a lot of problems that come about are human error. However, I'm not kidding y'all. Like, I have done so much. I should really do like a screen recording of from step one to step 100 of how I've tried to do this. And I don't know. Like, I've contacted Apple support where I'm like, it's two shows listing. My show is not showing that it has a subscription attached to it. They go, send me a screenshot of the one that it is on. I'm like, okay, obviously it's there, but why is it simulating that I have like two shows? It's like I have two shows now. And then it's not even, y'all, it's a struggle. So if y'all don't want to support me based off the fact that you think that I have something good going here, support me based off my struggles. However, after that process, it is actually easier on Apple because you can just use Apple Pay, which is easier than Spotify, but I digress. In that trailer, I will also be listing a couple reasons as to why I feel you should subscribe. But this got a little lengthier than I wanted it to. I just really needed y'all to understand why it's not there. And oh, I just let out a big scream. But I realized that would be in y'all ears. So I'm frustrated, y'all. I'm really frustrated. But I'm about to plug in the original audio. Because I just can't. And I know that may be a little scrambled now, because it's going to probably reference some stuff that I said in here, and that's not the case. And y'all, bear with me on this one. Hunker down with me, okay? Stick with me. Okay, now it's time to get motivated as much. All right. So first, I'm going to start with the savings, and I want you to try to add $30 to that. So if you've been following along, you should be at $70. Remember, add as little or as much as you are able to. Just add something. The motto for the rest of the year is start now and be ready for your blessings. Don't be ready for excuses. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times we don't prepare ourselves enough to, when we come into a situation that would be beneficial to us, we just aren't in a position to take that on. And we have to wait it out, or you have to, oh, that sounds good, but you know, not right now. And you want to be ready right now. You want to be ready when your time comes. You want to be ready to shine. So, and I really just got this epiphany because I was thinking about the housing market and how we picked about the most perfect time ever to buy a house, to the point where when people hear our interest rate for our house, they're like, oh yeah, you stuck. Like, that's what they say. Literally, it's been multiple people who are like, yeah, because who wants to lose that? And so if we weren't in a position to make that move, then we would not be homeowners more than likely, because of how high it spiked and just the difference between now and then. So just be prepared for when it comes. You might not even be 100% planning for that, but when the opportunity comes, you don't want to have to turn that down and miss it. Next, read your books. I have a little snippet of what my reading journal looks like now. And again, if you have a system, then you have a system. However, I think that my reading journal now is super effective for how I read, because it does not constrain you. Oh, you need this number of questions, or you need this amount of space for this. So it's putting you in a mindset to be free and open to ideas and whatever is coming into your mind as you read. I got such a great response from the reading section and of the October newscast. And so I'm like, wow. And I was so happy because it's really no excuse for why we can't be reading and shouldn't be reading. Read something that solves a problem for you. And I don't like to call them self-help books because my mom actually was like, you know what? I'm going to start with cookbooks, which is great. They teach you something. And especially if you go through, find at least 3 recipes in the cookbook that you can actually start to prepare, not just, you know, big Sunday dinners, but things that you can meal prep for yourself with, and you can have that recipe on standby. That's a great read. My best friend was like, she's gonna pick her Bible back up. Great read. There are so many books that no matter your cup of tea, there is a book that fits your flavor. I can promise it. And if you want any book suggestions as far as something to read for this topic or this topic, let me know. I will give them to you. But currently, I am reading Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And I think it's a great book about just overcoming procrastination. It's fairly short, and so instead of you, it really is a great guide, because when you see a big book, that can lead to procrastination, but it's more of a guide and helps you to get over those humps and get over them without thinking of them as such huge, gigantic leaps. So if you're looking for something to overcome procrastination, I would definitely recommend that book. Reading gets me to my next point, which is that we are 1 month away from the new year, and I want to cancel the air quotes never quit slogan. And sometimes it's okay to quit. For me, so much I would get in my head about not finishing a book and not completing it. But if it's not good, if you don't think that it's what you thought it was going to be about, or if it's not the read that you were expecting, stop. Stop reading it. Because if you are continuing to do something that you don't want to do, you are wasting your time. That is not giving up. That is called pivoting. And if it's no longer beneficial to you, that diet plan that your best friend is on, it may not be for you. It's okay to stop and reflect and do something different. Because if you are stuck on something that isn't working, you will become unmotivated and you'll be down. Motivation truly is a mindset. Different days, you're feeling different ways. It's up to you to stay consistent. So if you're doing something that you don't want to stay consistent with, then you have to acknowledge that and do it a different way. You have to put your goals front and center and don't let outer noise distract you. So people have different goals and people are living different lives, and you seeing that is going to put you on a different track than what you are ready for, and that will leave you feeling in a headspace, because you aren't going to get there in that same way. It is not enough anymore to just say what you will do. Talk isn't cheap. It's really important to put your goals out front and center. Let people know your goals. I think that that's a great way to stay motivated. Once you put it into the universe, you're kind of like, well, I don't want to say I was going to do this and now I'm not. In that same speech, though, I like to keep things close to my chest, because I'm the only person who I really like to prove things to. I ain't going to lie to y'all. That's just me, okay? I'm like, hey, I did it, and then I'll let you know I did it. But for me, I'll get in my own head about not completing something and procrastinating about it. And that's why I started Eat That Frog, because I'm like, I have these ideas in my head. I know essentially what I have to do them. But it's just like, how do I start? Where do I start? And so I'm telling y'all, if y'all feeling like that, get that book. Matter of fact, the first person to subscribe, I will purchase that book for you and send it to you for free. So that'll be my first giveaway. I think it's a great read. But as I was saying, words, you do have to put action to your words. If you are planning, if it isn't even planning, because I think planning is the key word. If you actually are planning to do something, that's great. You have a plan and you next thing you need to do is execute. But if you are just saying, oh, I'm going to be this, I'm gonna be a millionaire, with no steps onto how you're going to be a millionaire, don't even say that. Don't even let those words leave your lips, because you don't have a plan of action. All right, let's recap this thing. First, become a paid subscriber, either by clicking the links in the description or by following the steps that I previewed in the episode, by searching and then going to try it free. It will also be in the highlights section on Instagram. To start quitting. If it's not beneficial to you, you can quit and you can pivot. 3, save some money to be prepared for what's to come. 4, read y'all a book. 5, do it now. Start now. With so much uncertainty in the world, you just don't want to leave things to chance. And when you do get that chance, you want to be able to take that chance. And last but certainly not least, listen to me. I have a podcast. Before I get out of here, don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on and to check out our merch by clicking the link in the description. Thank you so much for listening and letting me get loud as a motherfucker.